Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the G League Show. West Coast Wednesdays, West Side Wednesdays. World famous on the G League Show. I am your maestro, G League. Be joined by my co-host, Miss Queen Jean. I'm going to bring her in 1 second. Before we get started, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Shout-out to Jeff Kwan. My day one. Got some big things coming up. We've been kind of quiet lately because Jeff has been doing a lot. But we got some big things coming up soon, some collaborations with BTP. We're setting up some great new interviews to end the year or to begin the year. So be on the lookout for some new stuff coming. I know we've been not having that many interviews, but we're coming with some new stuff soon, so bear with us. Also, shout out to Tweed Cadillac, 93.0 Tweed FM-ism. The After Six Cruise mix on Thursday nights. That's tomorrow night on Block Talk Radio. Tune in 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, publisher, author, producer. She got books, plenty of books out there. Go check her out on Amazon. Also, One World Magazine, the dopest magazine in the world for hip-hop, urban streets, R&B, independent artists. Check out One World Magazine. Also, check out our website, thegluewshow.com. You can go there and get hooked up with everything, with the show pass, episodes, music. It'll link you to all the music because I have a lot of music out there as well. Everything will link you there. And check out our YouTube page, also the G Lou Show. Everything's the G Lou Show. Check out our YouTube page. Got a lot of great content up over there, right? So with that being said, we got a few things to talk about, man. You know, obviously some more tragic news, unfortunately. But before I do that, let me bring in my co-host, Miss Queen Jean is in the building. She's feeling a little bit better than she was this past week. So, welcome, Queen Jean, to the show. Good evening.
Hey, G Lou. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be back on the air with you. How are you doing this evening?
Doing okay, Queen. You know, blessed to be here. You know, so I'm not going to complain.
Absolutely. I feel you. Yeah, I'm grateful for all the prayers that I was receiving and the phone calls, the DMs, the texting, and everyone who was praying for me. Prayer is very powerful, and it has been working in my favor. So thank you to everyone, if you're listening, for the prayers, and also you as well, G Lou. I appreciate it. There's a lot going on out here in the world as far as the health and, as we all know, a lot of other things as well. So we got to stay prayed up, as you would say. 7 days without prayer would make not just 1 week, everything week, the world week,
Facts.
As we see. So we got to stay prayed up.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
It's just sad situations. There's so many things happening out here. So many things. And as we're getting towards the end of the year, we only got 2 more months, and so much is happening. Right. And this is the worst time of the year for the murders, the accidents, and just people transitioning. It's a sad time for that to even be happening. The month of November is always a sad place. Well, it's not sad anymore because it's been a while, but it's a place of remembrance for me with us, the month of my mom transitioned and other loved ones. So it always comes back to the forefront, but it's not as bad as it was. So during the holiday time, it's really one of the worst times to lose a loved one. You know, so we got to stay prayed up. I was talking to someone, and actually it was my cousin. We were talking about how the world is. I said, we're actually living the living Bible right now. It's right here unfolding in front of us all. You just got to pay attention. And if you know the Bible or just read the Bible, you will see. Brother Hank talks about it all the time. You know, he always remind us of that, and it's just truth. It's just truth. So you got to start moving differently and functioning differently in these last days if you believe in heaven or hell. You know what I'm saying? You just have to. it's just a must. You gotta, you know, let it manifest in you goodness, joy, peace, happiness. You gotta let that manifest in you, and you gotta put it out there. You have to put it out there. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta live it. You gotta, like you said, breathe it, live it. You know, just try to, you know, like you said, manifest, put that in your life some type of way, especially if you're older and, you know, it's like, well, you've done it all already. I mean, it's nothing, it shouldn't be hard to figure out at this point, especially the days and times we're living in. You know, can't just sit back and look and say, oh, well, you know, you have to engage. And when I say engage, do what you can. But on the flip side, you got to start with yourself. How you do that is, you know, get yourself right. You know, and your spirit, man, your mental, your health, you know, try to get it all together as best you can. And where you start at is with God, whoever that is you pray to. I don't have to say who, you know, not getting going all there with it, but someone, you have to talk to someone up there, you know what I mean? And just try to start there and get that right, man, and start slowly getting yourself right and yourself in order, your mental, your spiritual, your you know, all of that. And it all goes together. Once one comes, they all kind of coincide because they all work together. You know what I mean? So start there.
Absolutely.
You know, because we are in these last days. Literally, we are, you know what I mean? And regardless, we all got to go anyway. So why not go on a good note, man?
Yeah.
In good standings. You know what I mean? Let's just start
somewhere. Yeah, because it's scary. You know, for me, I'll just speak for me personally, you know, it's like, I hold conference with myself, but lately I've been holding a whole conference with myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a long table when it's just me, but in my head it's so much more going on. And it's like my spirit is just talking to me daily, and things are changing within me daily. I feel it, you know, I'm living it, and it actually feels good to do it, you know what I'm saying, to be obedient. It's a great feeling, you know, forget what other people think and what they have to say. You know what you have to do for yourself as an individual, because it's all about you. And I tell you, Jilu, for me, to be doing this, and especially with me, have been sick these last 5 days. It was bad, you know. And you know, the week before that, I was just sick, and I thought I was okay. But whatever God has to do to get my attention, I'm willing to get that attention. Do what you have to do, but just don't take me out. You know, let me make that change. Let me just show that change can be made without any reservations, you know?
Right.
Pay attention, though, you know, pay attention, because you just never know. You never know. Don't take life for granted. Don't take, like, your life or your loved one's life for granted, or the people that you love.
But I think that's the biggest mistake that we do make, and I think we're all guilty of that. You know, we do take things for granted, and the most thing, I was talking about this last night on the other show, talk about it. I think the thing we take for granted the most is time, because we have it all the time.
Yeah.
That's the most thing we do have, and it's free, and we have it so much that we do, I think, take advantage of time sometimes, you know. And I don't mean resting or just time that you take to yourself, but time period. Sometimes it's time that goes by when we could be more productive doing something, and before we know it, a whole, you know, day has gone by or whatever, and it's just, like I said, so time, and within that time is time now that we're talking about how you can get your things together, starting with yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you have to take more advantage of time, not disadvantage of it.
And, you know, I was in a business meeting today, and as always, the business meeting was the business meeting, but it turned into topics conversation like this. When we all went out to go eat, it turned into a conversation like this, because people are waking up, you know, not the wake, I'm woke, not that wake, you know.
Right.
People are becoming more spiritually conscious, is what I should say, and being more aware, self-awareness, and just making change, because Even with your health, you want to take care of that. I want to be here as long as I can be here to see my grandchildren become adults and give me great-grandchildren and possibly great-great-grandchildren. I want to live that long to see that. So in order to do that, there's many changes that have to be made from within, because if your soul and your spirit isn't right and your health isn't right, then everything can just be a snowball. It can just go that fast, just that fast, you
right.
know? So, yeah.
Well,
so listen,
it's
a new month.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just saying it's a new month. It's, you know, it's November. It's our Hip Hop History Month. And I just found that out today. Did you know that?
Now, as you said, I wasn't thinking about that when you said it, and I wasn't aware just off the top, like knowing it was. Now that you mentioned it, though, it popped in my head that that is that month, but no, I wasn't like on point with it. Like, hey, this hip hop, no, I wasn't. You know, I'd be somewhere. I'd be getting started on everything, especially with the month. You know, first of the month, you just the bills or get all that little stuff out the way. Now,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So,
no,
I wasn't aware. Now I am aware. Yes. That's great.
And it's also your month.
It's, you know, we know it's Scorpio season right now, but it's the month of November.
We're going to turn it into
the Sag towards the end of the month, though. You know, some Scorpio, y'all have y'all time, but it's going, really, I'm on the border. Like, a lot of people be like, wow, how is it, you know, I'm right there. I'm actually on the borderline. I'm right a day apart, you know what I mean? So it just.
Yes,
it just,
you are. And your spirit, your personality, your character, if people pay attention, you have both of those in you. That's
oh, for real? I wasn't aware of like how Scorpios are. I didn't really have to study those. So
oh,
I,
yes.
I do?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Yes, you,
you
do.
Know, most
you
of my life, I was never into that astrology stuff, right? I never paid attention till like years, you know, I got older, really just probably some years ago. And, you know, because I was like, that shit ain't, you know, I just looked at it like, you know, never paid attention. And then somebody really helped me and I started really paying attention. I was like, wow, it was like right on. I was like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff is real. I was
yeah,
like, wow.
It is. You know, it's the character parts of it, not the, you know, because back
yeah.
in the day they used to
yeah.
have the daily horoscope, the little book, you read your daily horoscope, and I know
right.
I'm guilty.
That's what I think
right.
I wasn't into early, because I was thinking of, whenever I heard that, I thought of stuff like that, like daily horoscope and shit like Cleo and all that. So I thought of it that
right.
way instead of, you know, the other way. That's why I was never really turned on to it until, you know, some years, you know. Like, okay, you know, I looked at it differently.
Yeah, you get the daily horoscope in the newspapers. I mean, like I said, I'm guilty. And then just so,
right.
you know, younger and you read this and you actually are, like, waiting for this to happen because that's what it said was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, my dad
right.
ain't going
so you almost letting them lead your life.
Go.
You looking for them to tell you what's going to happen. Like Cleo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So...
shout out to Cleo.
Cleo
made a killing on that. Cleo made a killing, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So, you know, don't believe the hype. You got to, you know, you got to know the stars and, you know, you got to study. You got to know this stuff for yourself. But, yes, you do have both. You are a sting and you're an archer. Absolutely.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, like I said, I didn't know much about Scorpio, but the Sagittarius, I really did study it. Yeah, that stuff is pretty on point, you know.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Sagittarius.
Yeah, you're an amazing person, though.
Thank you, Queen.
Most definitely, yeah.
Thank you.
I have a lot of Sagittarius in my family as well, and I just wanted to say this as well, you know, and I know I said it plenty of times, but G. Lou wears a lot of hats. He's an amazing producer. He's an amazing artist. He's an amazing friend. Just an overall great spirit, great person to have in your corner. But he is a Sagittarius, and he is somewhat Scorpio, so don't cross him because You're not going to like the sting or the arrow.
Hey, no, I ain't gonna say that though, man. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm just
thinking from the Scorpios,
yeah,
the Sagittarius,
you,
in my family. So, you know what I'm saying? They're quiet, you know. They're observers.
Yeah.
What you think they don't know, they do know. They're just not going to speak on it. It's better to show you than to tell you. But you're an amazing person, you know. You're an amazing spirit, Jilu. You're beautiful. You're just a beautiful person. So
thank you
for being that person, because there's not a lot of genuine, solid realness left. You know what I'm saying? And and anybody that knows you know that I'm speaking facts, you know. They have to know that.
Right.
So,
thank you, appreciate that,
most
those kind words.
You're welcome. Let's thank the Most High, right?
Yes. Thank you, God. Hey, what was I going to say? I lost it, but check out people. chime in with us tonight if you got any input. You know, we're not going to dwell too much. Everyone knows what's going on. Was, of course, we didn't say it yet, but rest in peace, the young brother Takeoff lost his life. Another young rapper, real young, only 28 years old. As everyone knows from the pop, Migos, senselessly. And again, like I said, we'll maybe talk more on it later. And people can call in, but I'm not going to take us these things now where it's another rapper. It just seems to be a lot of rappers, but like I spoke last night, sometimes we can't always put this just on rap beef and all this, because this really wasn't no beef and no rap beef. It was just a tragic situation that happened where people, you know, were just kind of, people kind of turning, I hate to use the word, but niggas, you know what I mean, and just get a little ignorant.
Absolutely.
And then shit just kicked off so fast on some bullshit, man. And this brother lost his life now with nothing, man. Kind of, because this video is going around, you can see what happened, what led up to it, just a few words. And just like that, shots go out, and then come to find out, Buddy wasn't even involved in it. He just caught that shit on the straight. He wasn't even really in it.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it was the other dude. I don't want to put him Quay with the other member. He was just kind of defending his, you know, like I said, shit got heated. Words get exchanged like what people do. And Buddy really just caught one, you know, on GP, man. He wasn't.
Yeah,
that wasn't,
that's all
point.
It was.
That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even for him. And then everybody will tell you, like, people speaking out. Now, he was the dude out of the group that wasn't even on none of that. He was the quiet one, you know, wasn't into nothing like you would see that night. He wasn't even involved, humble. So, really, that wasn't even for him, man. That's just the sad part. And, again, like, I'm just going to put out there, niggas is being niggas, man. We can't let this. And first, another thing, the whole situation was just really, like, the Migos.
Crazy.
They really. At this point, you shouldn't even be, I'm just keep it real, you know, let alone you're at events, you're out of town somewhere, you probably thought they were cool people, they invited you, cool, but shooting dice and shit, all that in the streets, that's you ain't got to be doing that no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I know it's awful
fun.
Yeah,
you
gotta
be
got
to be above
and all that, but we above that. I'm not shooting dice in the street with no niggas. I'm not even on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But just around, if it ain't my family and just we having real family fun, you know, in the house somewhere, but in the street. Egos get involved, niggas' money getting took, you know, it can go ugly. And you a butt, like you said, if anything, y'all be in a casino. You don't need to be out there in the corner trying to shoot no dice with no niggas. You know what I mean? It's just, so all of that was just bad anyway. But let alone regardless.
Yeah,
I'm not using that excuse still, though. It just didn't happen, period. And the brothers, whoever shot, all that, let alone this guy got his life took, who really it wasn't for. But anyone else could have got their life took. If you look at the situation, it was a crowd of people, and dudes just started letting off shots, man. That anyone could have got hit.
Just like,
you know what I mean? So that's
just
reckless.
Wildly.
That's reckless, man.
You know,
so it's just the whole situation
reckless.
Out of control, man. And like I said again,
you
this ain't no rap.
Careful.
This just some random nigga shit, man. We gotta do better than that, man.
You gotta be careful with these functions. I mean.
You can't even be out.
I don't know.
Yeah, period.
I'm sure.
You can't be out there like that. No,
right.
Be out. It's not, man.
What's his name? P. Diddy. When he was out there as a Joker, and the brother from Power didn't know that it was him in the costume. You know, they was getting ready to just go at it, and P. Diddy was just, you know, they was exchanging words. That could have got real heated. That could have went left really quick. You know, and it's Halloween night, so you got to be real careful. I mean, just some things, and you're in that industry, you can't go to everything that somebody's throwing because it's too much hatred in that industry. It's too much beefing. It's too much of everything in that industry.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you don't need to feel like that. Like that whole situation, I'm sure they're saying now we shouldn't even been there. I'm sure. You know what I mean? Because we probably. You know, it's just
you wasn't even where you stay at. You can't get comfortable. You just cannot get comfortable.
Not around, so that's what happened. And, you know, whoever knew that, they took advantage of it. You know, y'all ain't, who y'all think y'all are? That's probably what they say. Who you think y'all are? Y'all ain't.
You in our territory.
Yeah, you talking to. It's that bad. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Let me take a caller.
You don't have to back up. Okay. Okay.
Right. Caller, hello. Good evening.
Happy Wednesday. Sweaty Palms here. Hi, Tim. Hi, Queen. So glad you're back. It's Cousin Marcy.
Hey, Cousin Marcy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Because I know you're going to ask me something. Wait. Just hold on. Let me get this out. Tonight, so let's get this out.
Okay.
Yes, Queen. Okay. We need you here. We need Mama Jean's daycare for my grandkids, okay? So, yes, I second all of that. I receive that. I am manifesting that. We're going to be the two old ladies on the dance floor. Okay, what is it? Could you put that thing up? Come on, cousin. Come on. Let's get on out here. And to Jilu,
you feel
the
better?
Same. Feel better. So much better. We are so thankful for you. Okay, shoot, because I know you was going to ask me something.
No, I wasn't. I was going to let you. I know, you know. I was going to just let you, you know, take
chime
it. I wasn't going to ask. Just chime in, Marcy. You got it.
I'm going to take it a little. We ain't on yet tonight, but yeah, you know, my little Migos, they're my guys. Tragic. Rest in peace. I don't like to say favorite. You shouldn't have favorites, but he was our favorite.
A lot of people say that.
I just kind of grew with the group, like different phases as they were coming up. Yeah, old as I am, I was rocking with them because my kids, they didn't even listen to them like that. I was the one like, ooh, y'all heard the new Migos? Like every album, I was on
right.
it. I love them, and they didn't come, it don't matter where you come from in life, but yeah, when you were speaking on, you shouldn't be in those types of situations when you're at a certain stature in life and, you know, and look how it turned out. Look how ugly. More innocent bystanders could have been hurt.
Right.
You're in another city. You just had instances with other people in other cities in Los Angeles, and it's like,
right.
just like Queen was saying, you need to listen. You need to take heed. You need to, you know, no pun intended, you need to take off. You know, if the vibe isn't right, get up out of there. Don't go.
Yeah.
Don't even entertain it. He wasn't even being involved. He was just sitting to the back.
Yep.
He wasn't in nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
He was like an innocent bystander.
He was,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Just like an innocent bystander.
There.
And just there. And it's so crushing because those are their guys. They're really like brothers. They're all related. That's his uncle.
Okay.
That's his nephew.
Yeah, that's his uncle.
That's his cousin.
Absolutely.
So that's what, you know, he's going to take
fighting.
This hard.
It's all related.
You know, he's going to take this hard. He's going to take it the hardest.
Oh, yeah, G-Lou.
I'm sure he's going to have to.
He's going
to
blame himself.
First of all, that's his nephew, though, so they're going to look at him. But then he's going to blame himself because I'm just going to keep it real. It did really involve him. You know what I'm saying? So I know he's going to take
that.
He's going to have to deal with that. You know what I mean?
And he's the one. He's the one that I have videos, like on my page, or video. I like the Migos, and I put them funny moments during karaoke and stuff like that, but I did put one up. They were shooting dice, and it was when Gucci Mane first got out. I'll never forget it. And the joke was, oh, that's the first thing y'all think of to do is, you know, you're shooting a video and let's go shoot craps. You got a Vegas. You got a whole Atlantic City. All y'all got houses.
You don't got to be on the corner.
All y'all got houses.
Yeah.
But you out
but
there being disrespectful, number one.
That's that getting
that's
caught
that
up.
That's that getting
shit,
caught up.
Got to prove.
You're
I gotta hang out.
Disrespecting the business. you're disrespecting the bowling alley, even though it's Jay Prince's son's bowling, whatever. They have it there every Monday. Who cares? It's wrong. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to go there and bowl. You're not supposed to go there and shoot dice and kill each other, period. So it's just, it's tragic. And here we go again. Another month, another 2 weeks. Has it even been 2-3 weeks?
So, they didn't even think, you know, the shooter, the person who pulled out the gun, he just started shooting. There was no thought into it. It's just, you know, and he was shooting like he was at the Wild Wild West. He just was shooting. And that's how Takeoff got those, they call them stray bullets, you know, but that's how that happened, you know. Somebody just not knowing how to shoot, just shooting.
We're going to see, because they're saying it came from their side, too. They're saying it came from both sides.
Right, shot from the back.
But they said, really what happened, they said that once once Quavo was arguing with whoever he was arguing with, and he was like, all right, they felt he was being disrespectful. Someone took off on Quavo, I think. So his people pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And once he pulled out, they pulled out. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah. And you see them standing there with the guns, too. You could see them while they were talking and everything. And just from what it sounds like, because they're really avid basketball players as well, it sounded like to me just from no quotations, but he said, you didn't already see me play basketball. Like, you know, I will beat you. So he beat him. If he beat him in the craps, and he said, well, let's go try to play basketball again. We just played. They've been out there for 2 days. They've been taking them all around the Fifth Ward and giving them that's the thing. Why are you going around the Fifth Ward in Houston?
And you in the car, like, bragging about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, we hanging out. But see, that's the whole thing. You just get too caught up in your fame, and you just want to be, like, show who, you know, I'm a bigger person, or I'm more well-known. I don't know what it is, but the egos, it's egos that has a lot of play into it. That's what it is.
Ego tripping out, and I don't agree with him all the time. But Wax said something really funny to me, but it was the truth. He said, what's up with niggas want other niggas to pull up on them? When did that start? Sorry, Quinn, said N-word. When did N-word start saying they want you to pull up on them? What?
Well,
you might
know,
want a girl to pull up on you, right? A man?
Well, that's kind of flipped the script.
A bunch of men?
Talking about the N-word, and I'm going on something totally different. Twitter, when Elon Musk bought Twitter. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they went crazy.
They went crazy. Absolutely. And I was like, wow. Yeah, they was like, so we can say that. And they was just, it was popping up like it was a slot machine. You know what I'm saying? All you seen, people, that's all you were seeing is them speaking on that. So, yeah.
And they the ones showing the graphic videos. Like, they the ones that don't block out videos. They the ones showing that poor boy in that position.
Yeah.
They don't block. Now, Twitter is the one that do all that. I'm going to
run.
I'm going to be
with you guys.
Could I request something, though? I did want to request something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me see. If you could, because I know you have your own playlist, I did want to hear Slippery with Migos and Gucci Mane. R.I.P. Takeoff. But I'm going to still be here. Slippery.
Slippery.
Okay.
Slippery. Yep.
Oh,
that's my one. Well, one love, y'all. Well,
thank you. Hang
see
out with
Friday. Us. But I'm still here. I'm hanging, okay?
All right.
I got to get in the all car. Right. Pickups
right.
and drop-offs, all right,
please.
Pickups
safe.
And drop-offs.
You said you guys had an earthquake last night?
We had a
earthquake? Is that what I woke up to on the text? Earthquake?
Yes, that's what I was saying. Real life earthquake. Yes.
Wow.
No manquake.
Was it big?
No manquake. Earthquake. Yes. That
was it
like
a big
Friday.
One?
It made me tell you earthquake just in case.
Yeah.
All right, so let you know, But we're okay. It's raining
all
now.
Right.
It's starting to sprinkle.
Yeah, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be safe.
All righty, y'all. That's on West Side Wednesdays.
All right, Marcy.
Peace. Ashe.
Peace. I'm going to take another phone call. Caller, hello. You're live on the line.
Hey. Good evening.
Good evening.
Man, how you doing?
G-Lewski, I'm all right. Queen.
I'm chilling, man. I'm cool.
Man, you know, just to touch on something that I thought was, like, kind of weird. Growing up, we always knew that Halloween and 4th of July are dangerous nights to begin with.
Yes, sir.
Anybody would automatically know that. You feel me? A lot of things go bad on Halloween and 4th of July. And what's funny to me is, like, sometimes I remember back in the day how the broke dudes would start up crap games when the ballers come around, knowing
right.
that they ain't got a lot of money, right?
Right.
Just to sucker you in because they know that you got it, right? And then,
that's
and
the
then
worst
your
trick
ego,
in the world.
Exactly.
That's the worst trick in the world to start gambling with somebody you know who ain't got no money just to prove a point.
Exactly. And it happens so many times. I mean, it happens so many times. And then the funny part about it is they was like the richest dudes in the room. So who are you gambling against? You gambling against niggas that
can't
pay you,
ego.
Period.
It's all ego. You know, even when they break out the dice, it's just ego. You may not even want to dice. You may not even want to shoot. Like, but it's just ego. If someone telling, oh, let's get out. It's a pride thing.
You know what was
even
funny?
Money.
You know what was even funnier about it? Being a bowling alley. If I would have been Quavo, I'd have said, nigga, let's go bowl a game 4,000.
Yeah.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Then it would have
right.
been clean, and everybody could have got their little photo ops. But
right.
to do
that's
some
ego
shit like that, yeah,
ego.
They got peer pressure. They got peer pressure into that gambling shit.
And from what I hear, the dudes did break them. I heard that's kind of how it started. They said they were getting in his pockets. And you know, I'm hearing a lot of stories, but they kind of saying that's what happened. So, that you know, that's going to start the back and forth. And then that's what happened, you know. And then it's like, nigga, you ain't even from, who are you? You know, once it go there, it's going there.
And niggas cheating dice, too. I mean, just from being in the streets.
Especially if you ain't
from. Times when.
It's a bunch of them against you.
Yeah, it's been times when a lot of times you don't never want to keep the money in your hand that you won because the outside niggas is looking at it. So even when you break the game up, now you really got to get up out of there because other niggas is going to get you. Man, it's so street gambling, man. It ain't, man.
Someone else going to come with some money and not let you go.
Yeah.
You got to get out. You can't take all the money. You got to get out with me.
Exactly. And then it be a nigga that you broke. He'll borrow some money from somebody else and try to, nigga, I'm mad. You got to at least give me a chance to get my money back.
They're going to make you feel bad.
So
if you get peer pressure out your money, and they're going to break you because the momentum is gone. Your confidence is gone. You know with dice, it's
all
mental.
Yeah, basically it is. I've been on that concrete for years. I know exactly.
It's a little luck. It's a little luck. It's a lot mental. It's a little luck, but it's really mental on both ends.
Yeah, man. It just seems as if they should have known better. Because first of all, you can have 100 bodyguards around you, and something still can happen to you. You feel me?
Right.
A lot of people have a false sense of security just because you have bodyguards or dudes with you that you're safe. But a lot of times, you really aren't.
Because you don't know what you're dealing with on the other side. You may be dealing with some crazy motherfucker that's willing to go all the way there. And if you ain't with what they all the way stay with, it don't matter who you got.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the
mindset
sad
is already, I'm going to get killed. I don't care if I get killed. I'm going to go in here and do whatever. Yeah, your mindset is there. Like the dude that did that to Nancy Pelosi's husband. His mind was just made up. What nothing nobody could do or say. It could have been bodyguards there or whatever. His mind was made up. So, yeah.
And you know what's even more messed up? And more messed up, Houston is a carry state. Everybody named Mama got a gun. You could wear a holster in public with a gun. It's completely legal.
That's how it is in Georgia, too. That's how it is in Georia,
right?
too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
It's here, too. Yeah. Yeah, the same thing here.
So that right there should make you think.
Could you imagine that shit in California? That could never happen.
Oh, I
in California.
Could not imagine
never.
That. You on
never
West
will. That'd be the Wild Wild West for real.
Yeah. It never will. That never could happen. Never.
Yeah,
they're not even
going to
open
it.
That would be crazy.
They don't know how to behave.
Too many. Because that's really the Wild Wild West, though. So you can't have a bunch of
Absolutely.
That's not going to work. That's not going
to
work.
And they go, and that's when they're going to really boss up to that title, the Wild Wild West, if they were able to. They'll be like,
yeah,
hey, we the Wild Wild
that
West.
One, that
and
work.
Then they own alcohol, too. They own alcohol.
And all that other shit.
That, and got a legal gun on them. Man, it's a scary situation all the way across
it
the
is
board,
scary.
Man. It's sad that somebody would have to lose their life. I mean, that man had so much money. So, man, he could have retired and said, fuck rap, you know.
Absolutely.
He could have been thinking about it. You feel me? And
mm-hmm.
didn't make it to his last day of retirement. It's sad, man. Until next month, and then it's going to be somebody else, and we still going to be hollering that same old song. My baby didn't hurt nobody.
Not even the month. It's like week by week now, weekly, bi-weekly.
And nobody's over 40. None of them have been over 40.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. So what's on the music itinerary tonight, Mr. Lewski?
I got some stuff, homie. I got some SHIT up in the cut. You know what I mean? So just kick back, homie. I got
deal. I'm on deck.
Yes, sir. Tweed Cadillac, baby, Thursday nights after Six Crews mix. Tune
Much
in.
Much love, Tweed.
And you know
Much
this, Smokey. Queen.
Yeah, yeah.
I love y'all.
All right. Peace. I'm going to take one more call, and we're going to get in traffic like Big Flossie say. Shout out to Flossie wherever you are. I think Flossie mad at me. Let me take one more caller. Caller, hello.
What's good out there?
What's up, Carl?
How y'all living?
DJ Maniac.
Hey. DJ Maniac.
Queen G.
What's going on?
And King G Lou. I'm good.
What up with it? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I was just listening to your conversation. And it is sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Real sad. Yeah, because brothers are real young, man, you know? This brother was real young, 28.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, God bless his family, his mother, his, you know, just the whole family, you know, because it affects, you know, like, you just never, you got to let your loved ones know when you, I love you, call them I love you, because you just never know. You just never, ever know. So, yeah, sad
right.
situation, especially at 28. You know, people be like, oh, I ain't going to tell my age. I don't want nobody to know. You better tell your age and be grateful, because look at what's happening. You think a 28-year-old want to be gone right now? He want to be able to say he's 58 today, but he can't.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to embrace these years that you were blessed with. You got to embrace them. I'll tell it in a heartbeat.
That,
I'll be like, tell it over the,
you
gotta, tell it over the mountain.
I get a little better with that.
Yeah, you got to be better. Yeah, God bless you with
I ain't there, I ain't
there
yet, Queen. I know.
Oh, yeah, well, you better get there before you can't get there. So you better be like, yeah, tell it. I'm happy. I'm going to be 64 next year. I can't wait to tell it. It's
right,
a blessing.
Right.
It is
Beautiful.
A blessing, like for real, though. It's a blessing.
I know it's a blessing. I don't got no.
It ain't nothing
I,
to be ashamed of. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why you don't want to tell it? You look good for your age.
you look great
for your age.
Thanks, Queen.
It's
thanks.
A man thing. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm getting old.
So you're getting old,
don't
man.
Look
you
at
young.
Us getting old.
You're young.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
man,
put that word
this,
old in your head.
I know, but you know what I would like to tell those young. A lot
no, I'm
of
talking
these
maniac.
Oh, maniac, yeah. Enjoy that youth, though. But I will say it's a blessing, Queen, because look at all these people dying right now. They all young, like the old people.
That's
living.
My point.
It's young people
That's my
dying.
Point. Yeah, and that was the beginning of the show. Yeah. Remember I was speaking on that? You just, you know, you have to embrace it. My son-in-law, every year he would say, I'm 27. He would never, never say his year. And I told him, okay. So guess what? He just made 50. What did he do now? He let people know he's 50 because he looked good for 50. He's healthy. He's in the gym.
I think when I
you know,
50, though, I'm gonna have to put that out there because that's a big, I see a big milestone for people. Like they celebrate their 50th. Like that's big. So when I think when I turn 50, though, I'm gonna have to at that point the jig is up. I'm gonna have to just say okay, so I'm celebrating my 50th. You feel me? But until then, I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna look the same way you look today. You're gonna be able to wear your baseball cap, have your braids,
until
in your
then,
hair,
I don't know.
Wear your low.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. That's real. Because you know what? A lot of my friends.
Yeah.
A lot of my homies is over 50. Like people I know, close friends, they're all over 50. I got always got older homies.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over 50.
Yeah. It is such a blessing to get those years up under your belt, man. It's like such a blessing, especially now, you know. It's just, like I said, I can't wait to go shout it off of the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere, whoever's willing to listen. Like, for real.
Hey,
yeah,
DJ Maniac, what you got going? Everything good with you, man? You better now? You pretty, about 80, 90%?
I'd say 95.
95, that's what I'm talking about. You said,
yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
that's
about,
great.
Man. 95.
Now them turkey wings going to rise somewhere. You're going to be able to go to the store and find them now because you're 95% right. See, it wasn't meant for you to have them turkey wings when you went 95%. Now you can enjoy them. So you're going to find some turkey wings. Hey, DJ Maniac is going to be our co-host on our
Friday
show.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know why
I'm
bringing him on as a co-host? Because he told me, you guys should do this group and this group. I said, okay, well, we're going to bring you on as a co-host, and that's what we're going to do.
That's right.
So,
shout out to Maniac.
Yeah.
Friday night, y'all check out Maniac.
You know he
with
got some great.
Cousin Marcy on Flashback Fridays. They're going to be doing a damn thing. Tune in, all right?
Did you know he chose some great artists?
I know he did. Every time he come in with a request, he always kills it. All his requests be bomb. You know what I mean? I'll be like, yeah, that's a
absolutely
good one. So, I already know. And DJ Maniac, he's cooking up some shit for me right now. Excuse my language, boy. Man, Maniac, he's a bad dude, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, Maniac.
Thanks.
Hey, imagine
you
this.
Are too.
Imagine this. Both of you guys at the same location DJing. Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Y'all will keep that floor packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you both
amazing
DJs.
Hold up. I'm glad you said that because I never asked them this, and I know nowadays a lot of people just put DJ and you know DJ academics. Are you, so you a real DJ too, Maniac? I never asked you that.
I am. It's like. Now I produce music more.
You gotta ask people though.
Yeah.
Nowadays they say DJ, they ain't DJ then. They like, but okay, so you okay?
Because I love Pop Smoke.
Yeah, because
definitely.
I didn't ask him. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you just figured he was a
no,
DJ because DJ.
Say,
nah, you're supposed to.
I figured it because of his music style. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
okay.
That's the reason why. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I didn't know
go ahead.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely love to, like, mix and, like, transition with music, especially within, like, the 80s R&B era. I love to mix it with other music in the 80s. I love doing that.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just amazing to me that me working on your fourth album, this is, like, I think four albums in a year, or is it two years?
And that's why I say, man, Maniac be having me working. Like, I just really, like, even after this Soul of the Streets, I was just on some kickback shit, right? Maniac was shooting me beats every day. You get, so he got me back, man. So it's like, man, we're coming with it again, man, fast. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to DJ
that's awesome,
Maniac.
That's awesome, though. That is awesome.
How you saying four albums?
DJ
like,
Maniac.
That's crazy.
Amazing producer, and then you're an amazing lyricist. So, you know, the two of you guys together, it's supposed to be just as it's going. And got time for waiting when you're putting out that music. You got to keep it going.
Yeah,
you got to stay in the lab. You always in the lab.
And that's true. You know what I mean? That's keeping me on my toes. You know what I mean? So, yeah, thank you for that. Because otherwise, I get lazy nowadays. I don't have it like I used to, really the ambition to really, really, really. But Maniac got me back on my toes. So, thank you, Maniac.
Keeping you youthful.
No problem.
Yeah, that part. I get a little lazy. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I just, not lazy, but I be consumed with everything of the shows and all that. So, like,
when you want to write, you really want to come.
Got to come with some shit though. I can't never just, you know. So it's like I got to get in that mind frame, and it don't always be there. You know, it just takes certain. You know, I don't know, but Maniac has been keeping me on my toes.
How do you prepare yourself to get in that mind frame?
It's a whole process. It depends with the vibe. I just try to find certain times you can lock in to do it, and it's just hard because my time is so consumed, you know what I mean? I have to really focus, you know what I mean? So at different times, I try to find it, you know, but like I said, it is harder these days, I'm not going to lie, because, again, you want to think so hard because the whole purpose is you want to come up with something real good, some good content and lyrics, and, you know, you can't just – it's easy now. If I just wanted to get up in here, you know, I could just like, I could make some shit happen, throw some shit together, come up with this and that, but no. You know, I can't do that. I know I have to, you know, thought provoking.
Come
and
with
have
your
A
game.
Yeah. So
that's how I am. Because me working at the hospital, and then in the morning, I make the beat. I got to think of the mood, the atmosphere, the musical instrument, and the scene, and even like a soundtrack to a movie or like even to music. That put me, like, in the right state of mind to arrange
people. You got to use a lot of visual, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to really come up with something in your head. You got to really come up with the picture and the whole shit in your head like you see it, you know? And then that's going to make it come to life, whatever you're doing. You got to go there. If you're telling a story, you got to really go there and think about that story so you can come with the rhymes, you know? But you got to go back to the story. This happened, how can I put this? I mean, speaking for me. Writing, I don't know what Maniac bars the music, but yeah, you got to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why you're so dope with your lyrics, because you go there.
No, and his flow and cadence,
and it's like real, like real life. I remember one time on a after hours when G Lou first started doing the after hours, and it used to be one of the young ladies. I'm just calling her young lady. And she used to ask G Lou a lot of questions, and I said, all you got to do is listen to his music. Your answers are right there.
You did,
but that's real.
That is real. I tell pretty much everything in my music. That's really where I can do it, you know. But
she had a lot of questions she wanted to know, and I just said, hey. Just listen to his music. You'll get all your answers, especially his early music, you know?
Yeah, I love his early music. I think it's better than the work that I've been producing.
It gets better.
A lot of people say that. I don't know. A lot of my early stuff I don't like, but I'm always going to be my own worst, you know, critic. You know what I mean? But that's the thing I love about
the music. Every last one of them.
No, but that's what I love when I hear other people, because some people will tell me stuff like songs they like or music, some stuff like, or a certain song that I may have like hated or not hated, but just thought, man, you know, I don't know how people, you know what I mean? And
great.
You know, when they love the most, I'd be like, wow. So it is good to get the interaction, because you never know, you know?
Feedback too. Yeah, the feedback.
Feedback. Because you never know. Like I said, the stuff I hated the most is the stuff some people love the most. And they'll be asking me, play this one. I don't like that. Play, you know, even on the juice, like you said, we first started Queen, they'd be like, play that. I don't really like that song, but they love it. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They wanted to repeat every show. That was the number one request. So and it was, so your music is just, you know, you're a dope lyricist, as I say, and I'm not just saying that. I mean that because I've listened to your music, your albums.
Yeah.
You know, from the time that I heard of G Lou, I started just getting everything. She's on my playlist. So, yeah. I mean, it is
what it is. Yep. Maniac, they want to keep working with me. I must be doing something a little right. So I appreciate you too, Maniac. Thank you, bro.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Because that Oldies
hey,
Blues Forever Volume 3 is banging.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. No. Yeah, that is my favorite. Part 3 is hard. Besides part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Part 3, I love that. Maniac, we got out on that one. That's one of my favorites right there, Maniac. Oldies Blues Forever.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, but let's take a break, play a little bit of music. I know Tweed and people want to like Flossie out there, wherever you take a ride, you know. So we're going to come back and talk about it. The phone lines are open, 914-803-4001. We got Queen Jean, DJ Maniac up in the building, Cousin Marcy in the cut. And, man, rest in peace to homie Takeoff. We'll be right back. West Side Wednesdays. Nip RIP.
What up? What a dope.
Music Corner.
I'd like to welcome everybody out tonight. Welcome all the new Marathon members to the experience of a lifetime. I need y'all hands up though. Yeah, look, no, I don't want your love. That's not why I make music. I owe myself, I told myself back then that I would do this. And I always look so out of reach and just seem so confusing. That I found my place in life, a young black man that seems so useless. And I don't want no help, just let me suffer through this. The world would not know Jesus Christ if there was never Judas. This knife that's in my back will be the truth that introduced us. And the distance in between us is the proof of my conclusion. So life is what you make it, I hope you make a movement. Hope your opportunity survives the opportunist. Hoping as you walk across the sand you see my shoe print. And you follow till it change your life, cause it's all evolution. And I hope you find your passion, cause I found mine in this music. But I hope it's not material, cause that's all an illusion. And they all in collusion. This racist institution's double standard, acting like they not the reason why we ruthless. But
tonight is my night. This is my moment.
And look at where I'm standing. Y'all can say it's luck, but I know that it's planning. Shout out to the pain that gave me understanding. Shout out to my gang turned me to a savage. So niggas say what they want to, but I go through what you haven't. And it's not ego driven, it's not me boasting and bragging. This road I chose to go down, hard to slow down when in traffic. In order for me to grow, I had to let go of some habits. And it's easy to say I'm on now, cause you see it and it happened. But before it ever did, had to believe and get it cracking. So I'm gonna take you back then, 32 shots in my Mac-10. With a dream minus the means, my early teens was fucking tragic. And deep inside my mind is buried crimes you can't imagine. That I wrestle with at night, demons I fight, I can't get past it. So no matter how straight your casket, it don't matter if you plastic. We was looking for the lights and all we stumbled across was flashes. But
tonight,
tonight
is my night. This is my moment. But I gotta own it. It's a victory. Brighter than Vegas light, feeling like I can lose. Any other day I do. Feels like I'm dreaming yours. It feels like I'm 8 feet tall.
Tonight is my night for sure. For sure.
So if it's meant, then it's gonna be. People love it cause they know that this the real me. Cops hate it, so they hope my homies kill me. But I ain't want the fame, I just wanted y'all to feel me. It's my time, so I'm going in. We ball till we fall, fuck how the story ends. I see these niggas hating, I know you hoes plotting. I ain't worried about it, cause I know God got me. Say, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. See, I ain't worried about it. I know God got. Once in a lifetime shit, you know. Song dedicated to everybody out there with a motherfucking dream. Fuck what they say, do your shit. Marathon, nigga. This shit ain't gonna stop till I say it's gonna stop.
ain't gon' stop till you say it's gon' stop. And it ain't gon' be unless you make it, make it. It's your time, get up off your ass. 10 toes down out here.
No.
I swear to God, I shed tears in this motherfucking booth, nigga. My niggas that's
gone.
My niggas that can't be here with me. For the ones that is. Shout out my beautiful little girl, Imani. Shout out my big bro, Black Shane. Shout out my nigga, Fats. Shout out my bro, Adam. Shout out my nigga, Billy's. You know what this is. It's the motherfucking marathon.
It's corner time.
This shit ain't gonna stop, man.
100.
To be badass, the Holly Ham, newly the new Mafia Die, the Big Man Wolf. That's me. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to give a shout out and a big thanks and a big appreciation to the G-Lou Show. Tune in.
Shed a tear, just so we clear, niggas been hating on me my whole career. Catching fades while the little homies hold my beer. Had to move out of Compton, too much tension here. Glock on my lap, I'm in this Lamborghini switching gears. I've been rapping at this level for like 15 years. My nigga Puppet been in solitary my whole career. I know my purpose, kill any nigga that wanna interfere. Shoot that nigga, pick up the shell, keep it for a souvenir. Yeah, it's hard to smile when you losing peers. Paint on that Grand National looking like some new veneers. All black tint, they looking at it like who in there. This LA, think twice before moving here. You only got one life, nigga, one love. Reach them heights and keep going up. 100 miles of running, we ain't slowing up. 15 Bentleys back to back, yeah, they know it's us. They know it's us, hit them lights and come glow with us. Yeah, throw them dice and keep rolling up. Had to earn them stripes when we was growing up. Niggas see you make it out, they hate to show you love.
I might have still better end. And I'd see a reverend. I gotta speak it from within. A lot of
yeah, selling my own taste and put food on the dinner plate. I used to curb serve, but it was better on that interstate. You can tell what's on my belt to know I'm heavyweight. My 4-5 compliment to Louis, I'm forever straight. I was grinding on the steps just to make a profit. I was trying to get a check, I'm just being honest. We were taught to stay solid and remain loyal. My reputation good and my game royal. We was cooking crack, making cocaine boil. Invade your block with my troopers like we came for oil. We gave up our childhood just to go on slossing. When you see that yellow tape, nigga, you know it's caution. Nigga, you ain't been against all odds. Nigga, you ain't been to Crenshaw High. Nope. Nigga, you ain't never did drive-bys. Nigga, you ain't never seen shots fired. Nope, quiet. Thank you.
Cincinnati fitted made me a marked man. By the Palmer blocks and 12 sitting inside that park van. Pacing to the stove, pocket full of hard tent. Let me get an old English, yeah the tar can. It really ain't no options when you born in Compton. Shoot at your ops and keep them cops out till they bring the SWAT in. They told Dre not to sign that nigga, he a hothead. The documentary went diamond, that's what brought Dot in. I'm a gangbanger, fuck your top 10. Tell your engineer make space and get your ass boxed in. I never fold. Under pressure, I ain't gon' never break, I never talk. I never snitch, I never hesitate to pull my nine. Empty the clip, if I get caught, then I'ma do my time. I took the risk, count up my losses, I'ma die for mine. My kids first, my mama second, on my daddy grave. You don't wanna test it, nigga. One life, nigga, one love. Reach them heights and keep going up. 100 miles of running, we ain't slowing up. 15 Bentleys back to back, yeah, they know it's us. They know it's us, hit the lights and come glow with us. Yeah, throw the dice and keep rolling up. Had to earn them stripes when we was growing up. Niggas see you make it out, they hate to show you love.
My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Rapper Takeoff from the popular group Migos has been shot and killed in Houston. Amanda Salas joins us now with the very latest on that.
That's
Amanda.
Right. Tony, such a horrible way to wake up after Halloween last night. Just a few minutes ago, reps for the group Migos confirmed that the rapper known as Takeoff has died following this morning shooting in Houston.
Don't let that bro in, cause she too messy. Them bro boys with. Get out my sex. Get out my sex. Jeff Porter.
The rapper's real name is Kersnick Kari Ball. He's the youngest of the Atlanta-based trio, which first came together in 2008. TMZ says a second member of the group, Quavo, Ball's uncle, was also present during the shooting but was not hurt. Houston police say that the shooting happened during a private party at a bowling alley. As for what led up to the gunfire, TMZ is reporting that Takeoff was playing dice and a fight broke out. No word on a suspect. Police say they do have security cameras in the bowling alley complex and are currently going through that footage. More as we know.
Yeah, absolutely. More to come there. Thank you, Amanda.
And this right here is going out to Marcy off the request line. Rest in peace. Take off.
Ocean Park. Pop a perky, just a starter. Pop it, pop, pop two cups of purple, just a warm up.
Two cups, drink.
I heard your she got that water.
Splash, drip, drip, whoop.
Splash.
Hey.
Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me,
please.
I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me,
believe me.
Get beat,
beat,
cause I'm flexing Rory.
Start.
You can bet on me.
Hey, hey, hey,
stay the top. On my radar watch,
watch him
crack a die hunter, turn him to some gator shots. Iced out watch,
ice.
Round, round, 10 o'clock.
Eight.
Ride, round, get up down, think it's 3 o'clock.
Three.
4 o'clock,
four.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Five.
I'm gon' pop, if I don't, I'm back to the pots.
Look.
I got rocks.
Rocks,
big bells, big arms.
Yeah.
Summit gun,
yeah.
Come out and play, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Big scales,
scales,
fish scale, big weight. Iceberg,
ice,
ice tray,
ice tray.
Woo, plug call.
Call.
Try the front, I don't need it.
Brr.
I don't need it.
Brr.
Pocket strong, wrist anemic.
Strong.
Get freezing.
Freezing.
Yawn, pay your Adidas. Grandma,
grandma,
Auntie Epic, Auntie Nisa.
Nisa.
Uncle Bo,
Bo,
Auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins.
Great.
Auntie Eva,
if
she got a pound, she might just serve it. Pop a perky, just a starter.
Pop it.
Pop, pop two cups of purple, just a warm up. I heard you, she got that water.
Splash, drip, drip, whoop.
Splash,
hey.
Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me,
please.
I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me,
believe me.
Get beat,
beat,
cause I'm flexing Rory.
Start.
You can bet on me.
All set.
Hey, slippery,
slip.
She numbing me, that tongue on me.
Bah.
Honestly, she with me, a wife to be.
Why
in Italy, but a
fur, look like the wildebeest. Just chill with me, it is no worry, it is a bill to me.
It ain't nothing.
I pull up Diablo, I pull up with models, I gave her her first police. We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries. I gave her some dollars, I Gucci'd her collar, now she can't get over me. She wanna dose with me, just hop in the ghost with me. Perky and Molly don't poop with nobody, be silent. Running your house and with pumps in the shadow, your mama might be up inside it. Cars robotic, bad bitch with a body, but really don't care nothing about it. Capping and popping, I seen a little mozzie, I could've pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive. Pop it, perky, just a starter. Pop it, 2 cups of purple, just a warm up. I heard you, she got that water.
Splash, drip, drip, drip,
splash. Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me. Arm up, oh, believe me, believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat, cause I'm flexing Rory. You can bet on me.
Water. Diamonds, I'm dripping, but not slipping. I threw a quarter, what the f***? But now I'm not tripping. Blue Bugatti, on forges, and all I'm not crippin'. I buy Ferraris like Jordans, I'm Mike and y'all Pippin.
Hot
chillin', just me and my millions. They all in they feelings. I spoil them like they chillin'. So persistent, if I want it, I go get it. I'm so slimy, grimy, shysty, but still shining. Rude and unkindly, crew with no conscience. Chop the top on college, I ain't with no nonsense. I'm in the rhythm, but I don't promote violence.
Dead shot, AK make your head rock. Red dot, retro after a dead stop. Lean on rocks, Perkins, Miley, Xanax, rocks. Oxycontin, take off, I'm your med dog.
Take off.
Leg lock, leg. The key, I got unlocked the box. What's in that box? Don't tell them they might show the cops. Wristwatch, abnormal, so I flood the clock. Money flop, panties drop, that's when the two pop. Free my pop,
John Wick,
till they free as the cops. They know I geek a lot, they don't know I keep a clue. Ain't been no drought,
where?
They think I've been sleep a lot, they think I'm dumb. They don't know I see the plot.
See it.
That season night.
Hey.
Just a starter. Pop 2 cups of purple. Just a warm up.
Hey.
Drink. I heard you. She got that water.
Splash.
Drip. Drip. Splash.
Hey.
Slippery. Whoa, excuse me. Please me.
Please.
Arm up. Oh, believe me. Believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat.
Beat.
Cause I'm flexing Rory. You can bet on me.
Sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Be there. Don't be not square. Every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Westside Wednesdays, presented by G. Lou and Queen Jean. Go on and just tap into the studio line, 914-803-4001, to get your request in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Westside Wednesdays. Thanks to our sponsors, D.D. Harrison, BTP Media, and Tweed Cadillac. Be there. Don't be no square.
This shit, listen to a lot of these stories, you motherfuckers might sound cool, but nigga, we went through a lot of shit.
G. Lou, soul of the streets, I'm ahead of my time, 2023, back with my homie Maniac on the beat, but this time we taking it back to where it's supposed to be, so let me break it down for you and put it in lyrical form. back to the 80s when the greatest music was formed. Hip hop. The shit don't stop, we still getting it. They said that it would play out, but we still playing with it. Shout out to the greats and the legends who paved the way from Melly Mel to KRS-One to a WA. Say what you say, do what the fuck you want to. Shout out my H-Town players like the homie Devin the Dude. Nice and smooth, Pete Rock, Big Groove. Can't forget the Predator, the Don Mega Ice Cube. Homie, I'm approved, sign, seal, solidify. They label me the soul of the street, so I can't hide. Gotta stay fly higher than the eagle. I'm a legend like John, but still ordinary people. Dipping in the Regal, Cutlass of El Camino. Reminiscing back when 92 the beat had Theo. Around the same time we set it off like Cleo. But nowadays all they do is sing like Neo. You just a baby boy, so I call you Mijo. Shout out to my cousin Chris Webb, that's my primo. Shout out to my OG Uncle Ken, that's my Theo. When we leave Vegas, then we head straight to Reno. I don't like to gamble, but I still play Keno. And if it ain't craps, then I'm probably shooting CeeLo. Shout out to my big bro CeeLo, and free my homie Tweet. R.I.P. to my homie Kiki. DJ Maniac, Loop the beat. C.O.D. G. Lou, I'm the soul of the streets.
Be, homie. You can be in a shootout. You can be, your life can be online. Motherfucker can shoot you in and kill you. And your family be crying about you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we hang on the corner like a lamppost. My favorite singer, Mr. Vandross. Dean wanna search through my dance folk. Dom Texas rent up to the landlord. 95 wins the Hill City champ. Hit over right, got my city stamp. The 439 was my city band. The nigga hella cool, but don't get him, man. Shit, we try to live the best of it. Take what you need, leave the rest of it. Write your goals down, what you expect from it. Baby on the way, keepin' checks coming. Streets real hard, but the test wasn't. Should've went to class with the rest of them. But fuck it, now my name with the best of them. Ooh, he 19 in the leg thuggin'. Made a right turn on my old street. Niggas outside chillin' low-key. It's 1247, Mr. Police. Fuckin' helicopters get no sleep. Pillow on my head, try and drown it out. You can call me when you down and out. When the cops come, it's around the house. Crenshaw niggas run the town, I'm out. Please make it home safe. Please make it home safe. Please make it home safe. Make it home safe. Yep. 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 Yep.
Deadin' in the James off of August Street. Pops drove a turquoise 280Z. Playin' Tracy Chapman, we was watchin' heat. Shoot out in the alley, make it hard to sleep. 59th and 5th at my granny house. Uncle Reggie spilling shorts on my granny couch. The lesson was, never go to attic route. To deal with mines, I probably pull the automatic out. 60th and 10th, cable with the chip. 12 gauge behind the door, plastic where you sit. I told him I would do it, talk a lot of shit. Came back home after all the trips. Pillow on their head, trying to drown it out. You can still call me if you down and out. When the cops come and surround the house. Crenshaw niggas run the town, I'm out.
Please make it home safe. Please make it home safe. Please make it home safe. Make it home safe. Yep. 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 Yep.
Good turns out that the...
Man, y'all know what we do. We chilling with Gene Boo. We stay up for like Stacy Adams.
We stay up for like Stacy Adams.
California love part two. Story of my life, man. Everybody knows my life, knows it's real, homie. Don't hate me, hate the game, bro.
The story of my life, did a lot of wrong, but I'm trying to make it right. Trying to live long, can't go without a fight. Homie, roll another L, I'm about to take another flight. Homie, that's the chronic, so the hair's real bright. Get it from Spokane, next air day flight. Get it from my bro C, yeah, you get it for the low. But it's legal just in case you listening and wanna go. Tell the police, homie, cease with that nonsense. If it don't make dollars, I was supposed to make sense. Homie, I'm convinced when the blight gets sick, when the ones who thought you loved just ain't on you, then pretend. Act like they're your friends when they really just your foes. Get around the other friends and talk about you on the low. So you need to know the shit you dealing with. If you believe none of what you hearing, only half of what you see. Started from the streets, 82 to 83, Margarita Mission Road, Jetta SGV. Untold stories from a young OG. This is California Love Part 2.3. OMG, yeah, homie, that's the label. If you never broke bread, you can't sit at my table. Nowadays, homies turn traitors. You can show them all the love in the world, they still find a way to hate you. So I gotta charge it to the game, but my credit's fucked up from all the people that I helped along the way. But as long as God got me, I'ma be okay. I'ma keep my head up like Pac used to say. California love to live and die in LA. Might as well live it up, cause we gon' die anyway. But before I go, I gotta give it to you real. Nothing less than the truth, only a few will live to tell. Psalms 23, I know the scriptures quite well. Where the valley of the shadow of death is like hell. Living here on earth, where the gift is a curse. And the only way to get it off is if you bomb first. Ain't no second chance, ain't no time to rehearse. So instead of writing rhymes, now I memorize the verse. Now I got a murder rap and killing is my thirst. Every time I hit the studio, I pull up in a hearse. Ready for whatever, still preparing for the worst. Since the devil is a lie, I guess the truth is in the church. But nowadays, even the church needs help. Cause the preachers are corrupt and they taking all the wealth. My shit is felt from Cali to Japan. Every time I drop an album, shit, I gain a new fan. I'm the man, homie, please understand. Even though they try to hate me, they can never kill my plan. To take the game to a whole nother level. Gotta do it for my daughter, she deserves to see better. And when I get it, I'ma get her everything. Just to make up for the times when I couldn't get a thing. But times change, but the hate still remains. Shit ain't nothing left to do but just to charge it to the game. Time changed, but the story still remains. Shit, the story of my life is just the story of the game.
Platform.
I love you guys, get down, we'll make you guys unique. Y'all come at a different angle, but on something that everybody can relate to. I want to go out on this note. May the Creator bless and protect each and every last one of us from all evils on this earth, because there's plenty of them on here. And despite vaccinations, I still suggest that you cover up when you're out and about in society and in public, and keep your space from strangers. Continue to wash your hands frequently and sanitize. Love you guys.
That part, Grip Sag, G-Lou, Queen Jean, like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, remember that, stay safe, stay prayed up, and don't forget to give me 6 feet.
Check me, bitch, check the air quality. Numbers. Yeah. Dyson and shit. You know what I'm saying? $500 fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit's something to fight, though. You know what I mean? Run that. I was born in 91. Product of the dope gang. 50s, Camaros, cuts when we swine. Crack gang. You don't even know the half. The stress. Living life so fast. I'm dreaming. 91. I'm dreaming. 91. Have you ever been so fly? Bitches see and wanna come and choose on a pee. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Feel like I'm dreaming.
Pull a nigga over, I might take another L. I ain't really been the same since they killed my nigga Lil. Riding with a ghost 40K, shit get real. No phone, no Twitter, no gram, just feel. Posted in a trap, selling niggas EDD. Call of Duty on me, niggas not robbing me. Left wrist, on lottery, got cottage cheese. I'm on wind mode, bitches no stopping me. Gas up the motherfucking whip, now I'm scraping. Cooling, moving, smoking like Jamaican. She shaking, dick so good, got a craving. Remind me of this little bitch. Bitch, I had name Megan, was hatin' it. Put the PSI, now Mackin', stackin'. Yes, Lord, another 100,000. It's feelin' like a dream while I'm countin' up these bad days. I could've got a job, but instead I chose the fast way.
Bitches see, they wanna come and choose on the P. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreamin'.
The bitch wasn't casual. Run to the neck, just me and my hammer. I don't want no drama, but I gotta stay ready. Bought the little bitch some fish and spaghetti. Met a bitch named Don't Sit. Met her in the town. Took her to the crib and killed it on the couch. Why you niggas always stressing about a punk rock bitch when your kids ain't even got no clothes?
Have you ever been so fly? Bitches
see,
they wanna come and choose on the P. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Feel like I'm dreaming. Nigga, when you see me, how about this motherfucking thing with them Bust Daniels on? They don't be talking, nigga, you know what I'm saying? 800 to shoot, bitch. Numbers.
Yo, yo, this is Ed out of St. Pete, Florida, and I'm rocking with G. Lou, Westside Wind. Holla.
Xavier Jordan. feels so good. It just feels so good. Yeah, yeah. Up here, you are now tuned in to the double C, D, C, C, D, double C, backwards. This that fresh off the porch, flick of the cigarette, jointing the ashtray, niggas asking who killing it, coming from the land that'll dust ya, and I got a city full of niggas that'll rush ya, but you can't trust a nigga on your right, cause that nigga on your left, he'll dump your own sight, and he ain't live life before he take your life. He only 14 without a future or a dream. Is it the white man's scheme or a scheme of our own to brainwash our youth and have them crippin' on their own? A new debt to society to stay drunk, no sobriety. It's time to come clean. Fake OGs really lied to me. Had me on some bullshit before I pulled the trigger. Should've told me this was bullshit. The truth is, always in the pudding, a boy in the hood, but ain't shit Cuba Gooding. The moral of my story is, I live my life way ruthless, but niggas think life is just easy, cause I grew up in the era with niggas that knew better. Whole city blue, so I'm repping the third letter. Past don't regret that, two times bet that, the set I'ma rep that, disrespect and wet that, nigga.
Yeah, this that fly helicopter shit. Look at the success of the niggas that ain't followers. That played out format was laid out. Put a blower in your pocket, my nigga, walk out the house. No names, just monikers. And most only tough when they mounted up. Why you gotta bluff, fuck your gangster, bruh? Bang, bang, fuck fame, they living for a gold chain. Them niggas cocaine, soft like ice cream. You better off with hoop drinks. Niggas so lost like it's the routine. Be your own boss, that's 2G, CD, Chanel C. Nigga be a puppet by nigga who was nothing that want you to say fuck it. It's too many inspired by the influence. Black and mouth smoking silver satin made you really do it. Been through it, lived through it, the cycle. I got so many, they all Drake, a Young Thug, and we came up off Machiavelli bomb first. You smoke work, we sip syrup. Times change, change for the better, and know you worth. Look.
Hey, what's happening, man? This your boy, Big Y, man. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with my nigga G-Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is, woo.
Yeah, welcome back to the G-Lou Show, OG Radio. This right here is a new track by G-Lou off the California Love 3 album. He called this Coolin'. Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. It's like I woke up out of dream, it's 2016. Now we popping champagne and rolling up trees. Step outside, it's like 43 degrees. But we still will light up the grill, homie, with ease. I got me jizzle in the cut, cock back loaded, and cut down for whatever, I'm already knowing. Now we pulling up, eating good and smoking great. This that real shit, homie, ain't nothing fake. Another year passed on us, but we still straight. Still blessed, and I owe it all to my faith. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. And that's the A after the E, homie, it gets deep. Now follow me down this yellow brick city road. Hit the switch on the yellow 6-fold. Now we cruising, grooving, moving. But careful about the steps that we take, so we choosing. Cause there's always a hater waiting in the way. But you never see them cause they never show their face. But like I once said, time will reveal. And with another year gone by, now I can feel what's really real now. Y'all stay tuned in, live from the G-Lou Show. That's for sure, I'm coolin'. Yeah, cool. Young nigga, I'm coolin'. CL3, I'm coolin'. Yeah, I'm coolin'. Yes, sir. We're back live with the G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. That's that new smash by G-Lou, Coolin', off the California Love 3 album. You know what I mean? Go get that.
call is 914-803-4001. Caller number 5, you get that $50 gift certificate to Dollar Tree.
Church.
Save voice message.
Okay, got a thing for you, but you can't have it unless you come to open. So tell me that quick, when you head up here to open, okay? Alright, holla back at you. Sweet Cadillac, this one motherfucker way back in the black Cadillac, parked in the back of the church, man.
Count in the booth, but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit. Things don't count in the booth, so tell me why you're all up in my face trying to ask me shit. Things don't count in the booth, but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit. Things don't count in the booth, and the flow they submerged in the fountain of youth.
I see them yapping on low budget videos. They stay hella fat, even when it sound hella whack. They got the gimmicks, the look, the track. Screaming real loud, but they ain't talking about jack. They trying to clown all us cats from the old school. He the very reason that they even want to rap, dude. It's all about skills and the craft. It's not about the money all stuck up in your ass. It ain't about the rings or the watch or the cars or the rental homes you don't even own. It's all about the grind till you shine. It's all about the fans standing outside in line. They bought a ticket, they finally in the dough. But you're calling every chick in the front row a hoe. Whoa, you need to get back in your lane. You goofy to the game with a goofy ass name.
Things don't count in the booth,
but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Things don't count in the booth,
so tell me why you're all up in my face trying to ask me shit.
Things don't count in the booth,
but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Things don't count in the booth, and the flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
A younger rapper had the nerve to tell me, why don't I retire, cause I'm too off of TV. I said, really? That's a damn shame. I got hella fans for my years in the game. Then he said, well, I never heard of you. I said, the same reason I ain't never heard of you. I'm from the old school, what school you from? The skinny jean wearing cats who all look dumb. But you young, straight full of cum. Sell a few records, come holla at me, son. But in the meantime, all in between time, ASCAP of mine in a nationwide archive. You ever had a sold-out show?
No.
Cover of a magazine, bro?
No.
Have you ever even signed a fucking autograph?
No.
Then your mixtape is going in the trash.
Things don't count in the booth,
but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Things don't count in the booth,
so tell me why you're all up in my face trying to ask me shit.
Things don't count in the booth,
but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Things don't count in the booth, and the flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
Sending love to Looney Lane, Squiggly. Nothing but love for Pomona Pimpin' Young. Pizza. A's don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth. Biatch.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lou Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
Daytonas, 100 spokes for my dogs and my low swat. Ride with it on us. You know we got it.
Yeah.
Go Daytonas.
Yeah.
Ride with it on us.
You ever seen a nigga get shot by the Staples Center? Next day watching Brian with them staples in him.
Show,
yeah.
Show.
Came for the ruckus, head to toe dipping supreme, I'm like a cutlass. Fuck it, let loose on niggas, feel my goose on niggas, two tears in a bucket.
On all the smoke,
three wheel motion in the Bentley truck, C12 and hold the Remy up.
Fuck 12,
need at least 100,000 Before we go in clubs, before we pull them shots, before we throw them dubs. West side to New York, niggas show me love. Front row at the Grammys, and they know we thugs.
Gold Daytonas.
100 swaps for my dogs and my loved ones.
Yeah. Ride with it on us.
What you know about it?
Gold Daytonas.
100 swaps for my dogs and my loved ones.
Ride with it on us.
Ride.
Yeah. Check my pocket, got a lot of honey. And all my ladies got flat stomachs. At St. Laurent when the shipment come in. Shrimp fettuccine, then hop back in the bin. Got AMG on the seat covers, they love us. Leimert Park to the Rucker, I'm with Chuck. Get pressed for your chucks, matte black on the truck. Cuban link on tuck, ace of spades in my cup. You wanna give me what I need, baby? My seat on recline while she suck on mine. Game told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, and they gon' end up down one. Gold Daytonas.
100 swaps for my dogs and my loved ones.
Ride with it on us.
You know we got it.
Yeah. Gold Daytonas.
100 swaps for my dogs and my loved ones.
Ride with it on us.
Ride. Hey, dog, what side on these niggas?
Fuck bitches.
Hey.
Fuck bitches. Yeah.
Yeah, man, just keep it thugged out, man. We're gonna keep the business alive forever. We don't, you know, we have to let everybody's legacy live on with the next generation. So, you know, as far as, you know, Tupac, we gonna keep him alive as long as we alive. And God bless, we do that they do the same thing for us when we leave, and just keep our legacy alive and make sure our music pumping in as many stereos as possible when we leave here, because, you know, death is inevitable and that God is gonna call everybody's cell phone one day. So when we leave here, we just want to make sure that as great as we've been, they respect us like that, you know? If we've been shitty people, respect us like that. But once we leave and we did great, just, you know, put us on the shelf with the greats, and, you know, dust our trophy off every now and then, just so people can see it shine, and just keep our light and our legacy alive. Pour out a little liquor for your homies every time you sip, and, you know, shout out some of your homies on your song. That ain't me. You gonna make it this far.
This is Melinda calling from Los Angeles. I grew up on 54th and Arlington. We were known as the A-Brat. I'm here to speak upon us, black people. We need to get it together. We need to come together. You know what I mean? Put the guns down. Put the powder down, put the pills down, put the meth down, put it all down. Let's come together, you know. And shout out to the G-Lu Show. This brother doing a good thing. I'ma spread the word, and if you listening right now, spread the word. Have your folks calling in, listening. If you don't have nothing to say, just listen. Get a word. You never know. That one word that day could encourage you to do something different with your life, or go help somebody else, because it's about us, okay? Listen, every Wednesday, from 7 to 9, and Sunday is from 7 to 9 old school. Spread the word. The phone number is air code 914-803-4001. And if you want to speak on something, push 1. And brother'll let you speak and get something off your chest. But we need positive thoughts. We don't need nobody calling in and talking about they going to do nothing stupid and all that old stuff. We're talking about positivity. And if you got some ideas how to help, you know, help the city get better, help your neighborhood get better, then call in and let's see what we can do and get together and make something happen. Because once we start making a change, it's going to spread like a wildfire and everybody can join in and help, because it's about us. Good night, y'all.
Okay, we are back. We took a long ride. I just wanted to quiet for a minute, but we got a few minutes left. So I'm going to bring Queen in. Queen, are you with me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah,
California.
We ain't going no.
California Part 3 was jamming.
Oh,
that cut you paid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm here. I was enjoying the ride. I was saying, oh, I'm enjoying the music, and I'm online shopping, and I'm like, you're putting too much stuff in your bag. You better delete, remove.
Too much. I said you was doing too much.
Doing way too much. You know, I'm on this. Yeah, and I'm on this weight loss journey, right? So it's like you have to be careful when you're buying clothes because I'm gonna have these clothes that I can't fit, and then it's gonna be like, what am I gonna do with these? So I was telling my daughter the other day, I'm gonna stop buying clothes. I'm just gonna put a hold on it. But then I'm online. But I was really looking at hats. Because I love hats. So I was looking at some hats, and, you know, 2023 is going to be a dapper year. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I was enjoying the music and shopping and excited about our show for Friday. It's going to be a very good show. So everybody make sure they tune in for the Fabulous Flashback Fridays with Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, and myself, and, of course, our amazing producer, G. Lou. So tap into that. And also, tomorrow night is the Tweed show with G. Lou, and maybe Cousin Marcy will be hosting. So tap in and also go to our website to get the previous Blog Talk Radio shows, the amazing music catalog of G. Lou's, and all unisex apparel. This is the giving time. So it's a season of giving. You may want to give someone a G. Lou shirt. So check out our apparel. And you might want to give someone with some G. Lou music. So check that out as well. And the YouTube channel as well. We have the After Hours on Sundays with Nay Love and G. Lou. Sometimes it's the blue room. Sometimes it's the bright room. I guess it just depends on the mood because sometimes it's a red cup and sometimes it's a blue cup. So, you know, I guess. So, no, I'm just saying what I observe is sometimes there's, you know, and but you one thing for certain, another for sure, you're going to always get G. Lou looking dapper with his Lokes on and the amazing music that Queen Nay Love comes up with the playlist and the chat. They always got good requests as well. So check out the Oldies show every Sunday night, 9:30 Pacific and 12:30 Eastern. And also on Saturdays they have Conversation in the Hookah Lounge with Dee Dee Harrison and Lala from Long Beach. I think I said that correct. And that's every Saturday from 7 Pacific and 10 Eastern, yes. And, of course, our Sunday show with myself, Flossie, OG Sundays, and Big Hank. And that's the number one Blog Talk rated show. It's the only show, actually, so you always want to tune in there and hang out with us. You know, and also let's talk about it every Tuesday now because it used to be Monday, correct?
Right, right. It's on Tuesday, like every other Tuesday. We don't do it every Tuesday, like every other Tuesday.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, every other Tuesday. And check out the Patio Politics. They are always dropping new content. Very great episodes. So check them out.
I did an interview with them. I'm like, okay, when is going to air? I'm thinking it's about to air. Like, no, that's what I'm about to say. I'm about to make a joke. They were like, well, okay, well, it'll come. We got to put it on the schedule because they have a schedule. Like, obviously, they already had a gang of episodes already recorded. You see, I still ain't. They were doing someone when I got there. So it's like, I guess they are, you know, they keep busy. So that's good. So I guess I'll come in the order, which I was. You know what I mean? But that's a good thing. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. You can follow them on their YouTube channel to check their contents out.
When it drops, you guys will go.
somebody out of the Jesus family is going to repost it.
I'm anxious to see it myself because I don't know what I did, but it was, I think it was a good interview. It was pretty good. So I'm anxious to see it myself because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. So check out the Patio Politics, their YouTube channel, Rider for Life Films. Check out their IG page. It's always something great going on with those beautiful people there. They always got something amazing going on. And the Queen Pen creator, thank you so much for my gift that I did receive. And also G. Lou. Yeah, I got my G. Lou reunion glass as well. And from Queen Pen, the creator. So thank you to
She was adamant. She was really the one pressing me. Nah, Queen, she was really the one pressing me to call. It was a few people, but she pressed me because I think initially when she asked me, I think I tried to call you and you didn't ask. I was like, I'm not going to worry. You know, I was already thinking myself, Queen, you know, so I called and I'm like, or then I got distracted. Something else happened, right? Everyone was pulling me every way, right? So then I seen her again,
yeah,
like 2 minutes later, right? And she was like, did you call? Like, she kept pressing me. So that's why I think I kept calling you.
Who
like
did?
That. Queen Pen. She was really the main one pressing
Queen
me.
Yeah, Queen Pen.
After I told you you weren't there.
Yeah, it's a nice basket, too. So shout out to her. And like I said, shout out to Dee Dee for making sure that I did receive it. And I also wanted to shout out my fam, Stevie. Ace, you know, keep him in prayer. Yeah, but, you know, shout out to you. Know that I love you very much. I spoke with him today. So, yeah, let's just
keep
it up. And, yeah, he is okay. Yeah. Okay. It's just like you said, 7 days without prayer. You feel me? So, let's just keep it in prayer and just shout out to him and the rest of the family as well. I just wanted to shout him out. Who else did I forget to? Oh, and also make sure that you check out our boss queen, Kenya Ware. She's been doing a lot of things, she went to an amazing Halloween party.
Kenya be doing it, don't she? She be everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. That's why I call her boss queen. She be everywhere. Yeah.
Shout out
to the boss. Look, she's a little feisty boss there. So check out the queen. Check out her IG page as well. Beautiful, beautiful person as well. Beautiful queen. So and that's about it. You know, I can say, I just wanted to say it was a great show. Like I said, it's good to be back on the air with you. I know I've been in and out and out and in and all that good stuff, but it's good to be back on the air. I'm looking forward to Friday and Sunday to be back on the air with you guys on Sunday, really.
Yeah,
everybody.
We'll all be there. I don't know. I don't know what's up with Flossy. But hopefully we'll all be there.
Where are you on hiatus? What is it, hiatus?
Hiatus.
Yeah, what Hank say, I told him to, because I listened to the show, he said, I told him to spell it. He told him, I ain't got to spell it. I'm doing it. Flossie said, I ain't spelling nothing. I'm just doing it. So, shout out to Big Flossie doing his thing. He pops up every now and then on IG because he's even kind of haven't been that active on IG. So, shout out to Flossie. So don't forget to check us all out on Sunday. We'll be there, but you guys gave a great show on Sunday because I did listen to it on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
You and Hank. Yeah, you guys did that.
Yeah,
and just peace and love to everybody. You're very welcome, and just stay prayed up. You know, stay prayed up. That's all I can really say in Psalms 23. You know, peace and love, and Ashe, and I'll let you take it out. King, it was a great show.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another great show. We talked again at the beginning about the senseless violence that needs to stop. You know what I mean? We got to do better, and we're going to try to do better, and it starts with ourselves. So, everyone, start with yourself. Do something better. Lead by example, and just try to make yourself better. And like I said, more than anything, like I said, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, but just on the real, get a relationship with a higher power, you know, get in tune, in touch with yourself spiritually, mentally, and health-wise as well, you know what I mean? And that's all I got to say. Love you all. Thank you for the love and support. Keep rolling with us because we ain't going to stop rolling. It's just G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays, Queen Jean, G-Lou. Peace and love, y'all. We out.
Midnight love.
Got a lot of niggas killed for dumb shit. The OGs think they